What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we know female fuckery, the absolute horrible actions of women, are worldwide. Therefore, the result of men deciding to put the mask on in reaction to female fuckery is also worldwide, as we return to our favorite watering hole. That's right, good old Maskistan. Now, this article was sent by the illustrious Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 15th of March. Man, offline's wife keeps body in house for 2 days. Well, sounds like someone decided to do the deed, but then decided, you know what? I'm going to do the disposal, but obviously he forgot about it. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Aggrieved over a woman's frequent nuisance after consuming alcohol, her husband allegedly offlined her at Salia Sahi slum here on Tuesday and hid the body inside the house before police recovered the decomposed corpse on Thursday. The accused, Golok Jenna, 43, a day laborer, and his 5-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter lived with the corpse of Sapna Jenna, 40, since Tuesday. He has since been arrested. The matter came to light on Thursday after neighbors complained of a foul smell emanating from his house. Quote unquote, we reached the spot and found her decomposed carcass wrapped in a bed sheet. Golok did not have any remorse, nor tried to abscond after committing the termination on Tuesday, said IIC of Maitri Vihar Police Station. Wow. That's one word that I'm not going to be able to pronounce. We'll just call him Mr. Swain. Police sources said that Golok planned to shift the body from his house on Wednesday, but failed to do so. Golok confessed that he was annoyed with his wife's alcohol addiction and unruly conduct. She always spent his earnings on liquor and picked frequent quarrels with him under the influence of alcohol, Swain said. Oh, that's going to be a great topic for discussion. On Tuesday afternoon, Golok found his wife lying on the road in a drunken state and brought her home. When she regained consciousness, an altercation started between the couple. Police sources said he smashed her head with a wooden plank, offlining her on the spot. The couple's 2 children were present at the home when the alleged incident took place. Well, gentlemen, We have heard of women in the past who always said, well, my husband got drunk and then he started going upside my head, blah, 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 blah. Now, let's look at the differences between here and over there. Over here, far too many women claimed to have been assaulted by their drunken boyfriends or husbands. However, society would bend over backwards for those women, even if it was proven to not be true. But society would still bend over backwards and say, oh, we need to have campaigns and all that stuff. Now, we have an actual reversal of the genders. The woman is the one who is the belligerent drunk, picking fights with her husband. Would anybody step in and help this man? Nope. Nope. No. Mm-mm. However, can we not say that this husband would fall under the battered spouse clause? Notice, he didn't try to run, which was something that they said. To abscond, he didn't feel any remorse. Why? Because he finally got fed up with her. He said enough was enough. She literally abused him in her drunken state. And he said, hey, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And that's exactly what he ended up doing. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. I'm going to give this a 10. Method of execution. Wow. The plank of punishment. I'm going to give that a 20. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kids had to be in the house with the rotting carcass of their mother, so I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor. As much as he wanted to go caveman, hey, he made it quick and efficient, one and done. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 20. So Golok the Gladiator, Jenna, gets a score of 80. Gentlemen, I'm going to circle back. This man had enough. Yes. By all means, we could say yes, that this husband was a battered spouse. But as we know, unfortunately, there are no resources to help abused men. Yeah, especially over here in the West, in America. Oh, no, 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 no. You've got an unruly woman. Somehow, you're guilty by being part of the patriarchy, therefore, you have to accept that unruly woman's behavior because men in the past, they used to, knock out unruly women. But no, you can't do that. Yeah, right, no. Unfortunately, women know that they can use the court of public opinion and the legal system as a sword and shield, especially when they're the ones who are in the wrong. But what more can be said, gentlemen? What more can truly be said? There are going to be more men who decide, you know what? This woman has become too unruly. She's too abusive. I can't take it anymore. Most of those guys, they will leave. They will. Even though there's always going to be that small percent of men who say, fuck it, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And guess what? Hey, it's just a part of life. Some guys will say, well, a man should never do this and a man should never do that. No, 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 no. I'm not that guy. I'm just going to sit back and say, well, that man made the decision that he wanted to make. That woman drove that man to such an extreme that he decided, you know what? I'm going to put the mask on. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And women of the world who believe that they're going to be able to do what they want, when they want, and try to impose their will on the men in their lives, ladies, you better understand this, and you better get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think that your society has granted you, which is an illusion, by the way. Why? Because the only reason why a lot of you women are still, you know, walking this earth is because of the absolute restraint that a lot of men have. That power is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to say, I can do what I want, blah, 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 blah. Men of today need to pay for men's sins of the past. Oh, no, 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 no. That idea is going out right along with it, because I'm going to reiterate. The only reason why a lot of you women are still drawing breath on this earth is because of the legally imposed restraints on men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of men have been brought up to believe never hit a woman. Unfortunately, women have not been brought up that same way. So guess what? The scales are going to balance themselves out, like it or not. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.